Now Zohar Klal Ki Yisrael, Parshas Mezuzos HaBracha, Day 6. Next up from Zohar 394b, about the Shabbos. V'hayom, on this day, Tlasu Dasin Boin Bnei Makal Zamna Ulasadra Pesari. The children of the king have to set up and arrange 3 meals at a table. Begin Nikar de Malka for the honor of the king. Kamod Kimna is explained. Nikar is Damin Bey, Chago Zimna, and when it works out to it, a holiday or festival, lo yisadav anashtreif, sorry, b'chol sudasa, person should not arrange 2 tables at each meal, chad l'shabbos, chad l'shbiza, one for Sabbath and one for the guest, referring to the yomtiv, the holiday, in the because it's written, ala shulchan ha-melech tamid, always on the table of the king, who ochel eats. Sipukuhu, v'psar de malcha, v'hal v'shbiza de asyaleh, there's enough on the table of the king for that guest that comes with him. What is referring to that we know light of Shabbos, the Rizal says, is Mochan Abba, light of Chachma, and light of Yom Tov is Mochan Eim, light of Bina. So you might think, was the separate spiritual lights, they should each have a separate table, because you have to have a physical vessel in the world for the spiritual lights to rest upon. Mashmalan, Zohar comes to tell us that on the table of the king, it's enough for everything, which means all the spheres united and included in one. The Ein Sof brings them together, so when Yom Tov comes out to be on Shabbos, we have one table, that itself suffices to be a vessel. Both the lights of Shabbos and both the lights of Yom Tov, we don't need to set a separate table. Although, because this boy by Nosh Sidurei Pesara Shlema Lamalka, it's necessary for a person to arrange a complete table for the king. Who Yosef Minei Lushpiz, and gives from it to the guest. Amalaza Sebalaza Sudasa Tlisa to Shabbos, the third meal of Shabbos, Kad Orabe Lushpiza, when the guest meets up with it, which means when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos. Shavkinlei, Oshlo Shavkinlei, do they abandon it or not abandon it? Since on Yom Tov, we're only obligated to eat 2 meals, and Shabbos you have to eat 3 meals, so what do we do when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos? Ilo Shavkinlei. If they don't abandon it, we eat a special 3rd meal of Shabbos. Ishtachach, Ishpiza Dachim Pesodim Achot, we found the guest push off away from the table of the king, because Yom Tov is not used to having the 3rd meal, so feel uncomfortable and leave that light of Yom Tov. Ishavkinlei, but if we do abandon it, Ishtachach Pagimu Vesodim Achot, we found a defect in the Feast of the King, because Shabbos requires to honor Hashem, 3 meals. Amalei b'Shimon Avoy. So his father Shimon said back to him, it says, his father, meaning Hashem is drawing this answer from the light of Chachma, it's like the father aspect, paternal aspect of the spheres. This can be compared to the Malka, the Arabi, Yishpiza, that a guest met up with him, Unotel Michla Mikamei, and took food before him, Masalka, Yishpiza, gave it to the guest, Yishtachach, Avogav de Malka lo ochel imei, v'michla de Malka ko ochel. It's found even though the king didn't eat from it, he eats from the king, from the food of the king. So if he takes food from the table of the king, it's from the food of the king. Malka yivyav lay the mechel, he gives him to eat, v'chol do, begin to huishpize. Malka, all this because he is the guest of the king, the royal guest. So when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, we still eat the meal of Shabbos and doesn't take anything away from Yom Tov. Yom Tov is still at the table of the king. Even if it's not, it doesn't take away from Yom Tov. Obey Rav Hamnuna Saba in the house of Rav Hamnuna the Elder, Lo Chai Shalim Shpiza, does not pay attention for the guest for Yom Tov, Vishai Tado at this time of the third meal of Shabbos, Lubasim, Masadri, Vesara Shpiza, after they arrange the table for the guest. Or rather, it could be even on the first meal, they would eat like a Shabbos meal, and then afterwards they'd eat a meal for Yom Tov, or they have a special table for the Yom Tov Tish. Well, V'hayom, on this day, milula asa, it's forbidden to speak. You shouldn't speak anything secular. Adoksiva is written, mimsochef sechah, from doing your desired acts, with dabadavim, speaking things. Nine, and we learn, chavatzecha, ksiv, your desires. Begin the hayom, because on this day, kol mimnusa is kashepe, all faces are bound to it, so we're supposed to be bound above, and only do Hashem's things. He's spiritual, so we can't speak about doing physical things on Shabbos. And also, Zohar starts by saying it's forbidden to talk, because it's like a state of meditation, mochan abba. Ideally, Shabbos are completely in the state of the mind, where each thought is more powerful than a bomb. And in that state of, that dimension of thought, it's the highest connection.